Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, a major mission is underway to search for life on Mars, find out what NASA and ESA hope to find. Plus, ESA shares never-seen-before pictures of a volcanic region on Mars, giving us a high-altitude view. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with exciting news from the world of space exploration. The European Space Agency, Thales Alenia Space, and NASA have joined forces to revive the ExoMars mission, which aims to search for signs of ancient or current life on Mars. The mission had been threatened by Russia's withdrawal from the project following its military actions in Ukraine. Here with more details is our correspondent. So what exactly will this mission entail?
The ExoMars mission is set to launch between October and December 2028 from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The rover, named Rosalind Franklin, is expected to land on Mars in 2030, either on the Oxia Planum Plain or near Marth Vallis, a large flow channel with thick layers of sediment that could potentially house traces of ancient life. The rover will be equipped with a drill capable of collecting samples from up to 2 meters deep. These samples will then be analyzed on-site by the rover's mini-laboratory, the Analytical Laboratory Drawer, developed by Thales.
What kind of traces of life are scientists hoping to find with this mission?
Scientists believe that by analyzing the chemical, physical, and biological properties of the collected samples, they may be able to detect the presence of underground bacteria, whether still alive or fossilized. This could provide proof that Mars has harbored life in its history, or perhaps even still does today. The deep drilling capabilities of the rover will allow it to access layers of sediment that have been protected from the harsh surface conditions, increasing the chances of finding well-preserved evidence of past or present life.
How significant is this international collaboration in the wake of Russia's withdrawal from the project?
Russia's withdrawal had significant consequences for the mission, as Russian instruments on board the rover and the Kazachok landing platform had to be removed. This forced the European Space Agency to thoroughly review the mission and even consider abandoning it. However, the new contract with Thales Alenia Space, worth 522 million euros, has revitalized the development of the rover. NASA has also stepped up its involvement, taking charge of the launch, landing module engines, heating units, and providing crucial support to system engineering. This international collaboration demonstrates the resilience and determination of the scientific community to pursue the search for life on Mars despite setbacks.
The ExoMars mission represents a significant step forward in our understanding of the Red Planet and its potential to harbor life. Thanks for those insights. And speaking of Mars, the European Space Agency has shared some stunning, never-before-seen images of a volcanic region on the planet. The pictures were taken by the Mars Express spacecraft as it completed its 25,000th orbit around the Red Planet. Here with more details is our space correspondent. So tell us, what exactly are we seeing in these remarkable images?
These images show the Tharsis region on Mars, which is home to some of the largest volcanoes in the solar system. The most prominent is Olympus Mons, a massive shield volcano that rises over 21 kilometers above the surrounding plains. That's more than twice the height of Mount Everest. The images also reveal intricate details of the Martian surface, including deep canyons, landslides, and even wispy clouds in the thin atmosphere.
It's incredible to see such high-resolution views of Mars' surface from so far away. How does the Mars Express spacecraft capture these images? And what is the significance of it reaching 25,000 orbits?
The Mars Express orbiter has been circling the Red Planet since 2003, using a variety of scientific instruments to study the surface, subsurface, and atmosphere. The spacecraft's high-resolution stereo camera is responsible for these particular images, which are not only visually striking, but also provide valuable data for researchers. Reaching 25,000 orbits is a testament to the longevity and success of the mission, which continues to expand our understanding of Mars's geology, history, and potential for harboring life.
You mentioned that these images are providing new insights for scientists. What have we learned about Mars from orbiters like Mars Express?
Over the past two decades, Mars Express and other orbiters have revolutionized our understanding of the red planet. They've mapped the planet's surface in unprecedented detail, revealing a complex world shaped by volcanism, tectonics, and erosion. They've also found evidence of past water activity, including ancient river valleys, lake beds, and even signs of glaciers. By studying the atmosphere and climate, orbiters have shown that Mars was likely much warmer and wetter in the distant past, with conditions that could have potentially supported life. These findings have helped guide the exploration strategies for rovers on the surface and will inform future missions, including crewed expeditions to Mars.
It's amazing to think about how much we've learned about our neighboring planet thanks to missions like Mars Express. As you said, the spacecraft has been studying Mars for two decades now. What does the future hold for Mars Express and other Mars exploration efforts?
While Mars Express has already outlived its initial mission timeline, the spacecraft is still in excellent health and continues to make valuable scientific observations. The ESA has extended the mission multiple times, most recently through the end of 2026. In the coming years, Mars Express will work in concert with other orbiters and rovers to study the red planet in even greater detail. Upcoming missions like NASA's Mars Sample Return Campaign and ESA's ExoMars rover will build on the findings of Mars Express and other earlier missions, paving the way for eventual human exploration of Mars. It's an exciting time for Mars research, and orbiters like Mars Express are playing a crucial role in unlocking the secrets of the red planet.
We'll certainly be keeping an eye out for more stunning images and groundbreaking discoveries from Mars Express and other missions. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.